Well, all week, global financial markets have been in a tailspin. This morning, the world's stock markets are in turmoil following volatile trading sessions overnight, raising more fears of a double-dip recession in the US and a global economic downturn. But at least one global miner is remaining calm. Rio Tinto, the world's second largest iron ore producer, reported record first half profits last night of $7.6 billion US. That's up 30% on the year before. Rio's chief executive, Tom Albanese, said while the sovereign debt problems in the US and Europe are of concern, there are no signs China's appetite for commodities is slowing. Business editor Cheryl Bagwell reports.
When global financial markets are nosediving, it helps to have a friend in China. Equity investors are becoming increasingly nervous about the outlook for the global economy, but miners like Rio Tinto, at least, are holding their nerve. Rio's chief executive is Tom Albanese.
What we're seeing in the financial markets, and certainly in the business press, would be quite a bit of high drama around the same type of debt, OECD debt conditions that we have been flagging for well over a year. That certainly will have an effect on investor confidence unless it settles. But it hasn't had an effect, I'd say, on our physical markets to the extent that I would have thought. As a matter of fact, yesterday I actually went to our chief economist and our economics department and said, okay, what are our markets by the hour as compared to our first half economic outlook. And frankly, what I got back before this morning was that they're roughly on track with what we've seen over the past few months.
Well, you can be confident when your company continues to chalk up record profits. Rio Tinto released its first half results last night, and profit was up 30% to $7.6 billion. It was a little lower than analysts had hoped due to the disruption to mining production caused by the summer floods and cyclones this year, as well as rising labour costs, but the result was massive nonetheless. Tom Albanese again.
We were actually quite pleased with the quality of these results, particularly given the severe weather conditions that we saw affecting volumes and to some extent cost in the first half. And again, particularly those in Australia will recall all of the drama we saw in Brisbane, in Queensland, the large rains we had in the Pilbara, in Northern Territories, the sea swells off the coast of the Pilbara. All these had a considerable effect, and just in our Australian production, and not to mention we saw in South America, we saw in portions of North America and Africa also severe weather conditions with the La Nina.
But bad weather is one thing. The possibility of governments defaulting on their public debt, perhaps triggering a new global recession, well, that's another. In announcing Rio Tinto's results in a conference call from London last night, Tom Albanese acknowledged that sovereign debt worries in Europe and the US posed a risk to the global economic outlook, but he said China's continued demand for resources meant the longer-term outlook looked brighter.
Well, the US debt ceiling crisis seems to have been resolved for now. The extraordinary scenes that we saw being played out in Washington over the past week are symptomatic of the challenges faced by countries with significant debt. Eurozone debt problems continue to worsen in recent months. The potential remains for a debt crisis that could spread through the continent. However, our longer-term picture remains absolutely intact, and as I've said before, we expect that over the next 15 to 20 years, consumption trends will lead to a doubling in demand for iron ore, copper, aluminum, and certainly other commodities.
John Robinson is chairman of Global Mining Investments, Australia's biggest listed mining investment fund. GMI has investments in all the major miners, including BHP, Billiton, and Rio. John Robinson says commodity prices are definitely off their peaks this year, but an underlying faith in the China story has kept them stronger as financial markets have started to tumble.
It's not rattling the commodity sector anywhere near to the same extent as the general market, and the reason for that is that in most of the major commodities, the emerging markets account for at least 70% of total offtake. So the developed world, although important, is at the margin and it's less important.
Yet China has its problems. Soaring property and food prices have seen Chinese authorities step in and tighten credit in the past year in a bid to dampen down inflation. That's raised fears they might hit the brakes too hard and engineer a crash rather than a controlled slowdown in growth in what is now the world's second biggest economy. GMI's John Robinson, though, is not overly worried.
Chinese steel production growth is 11% up year on year. So there's a bit of scope there for some sort of retreat from that level of growth without causing any real concerns out there. I think the things that are more of a concern are the ability of China to obviously manage its inflationary pressures that's currently running around that 6% level, but also to shift the Chinese economy more to domestic consumption from the over-reliance it currently has on exports for growth.
If China can rebalance its economy, then it might be able to carry the developed world through another global downturn.
China's certainly capable of being enough. It depends obviously on how they respond. I mean, last time with the GFC, they pumped some 4 trillion yuan into their economy. Whether they've got the stomach to do that again, I guess only time will tell. But it's certainly the emerging market sector of the world that is important for the resource sector, and it's the way in which they're able to respond to any prolonged downturn in the developed world that is important.
Certainly right now, at least, China is spending big on raw materials to the continuing delight of Rio Tinto, which also announced yesterday it would return another $2 billion to investors under its share buyback program.
That's our business editor, Cheryl Bagwell, reporting. It's 6 minutes to 8.